Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Many composers wrote their most well-loved works in the autumn of their lives. Several last works were never completed, left unfinished forever, or finished later by a student, relative, or scholar. This hour, we'll listen to several swan songs from the Renaissance and Baroque era. On a somewhat related topic, our featured release is the recording Remember Me, My Dear, a collaboration between the Hilliard Ensemble and saxophonist Jan Garbarek, recorded during the Hilliard Ensemble's final tour in October of 2014 and released in 2019.
Thank you.
Contrapuntus 4 from Johann Sebastian Bach's Art of Fugue, arranged for strings and winds. That was the Berlin Academy für Alte Musik. We'll hear more from Bach's last work later this hour as we learn about the surgery that probably led to his death. Leonardo da Vinci noted that, quote, "The swan is white without spot, and it sings sweetly as it dies, that song ending its life." This hour, we explore those swan songs, planned and unplanned, finished and unfinished, of Schütz, Bach, Lully, and Agricola. Towards the end of his life, Heinrich Schütz became weak and suffered significant hearing loss. He wrote an 8-voice work in 11 parts, designating it his swan song, or Schwanengesang. Several of the pieces were later performed at the composer's funeral. Here's Heinrich Schütz's setting of Psalm 119, "My Soul Longs for Your Salvation," from his Schwanengesang.
Thank you.
We heard a setting of Psalm 119, My Soul Longs for Your Salvation, by Heinrich Schütz. That was from his final work, Der Schwanengesang. The Hilliard Ensemble, Knabenchor Hanover, and London Baroque were led by Heinz Hennig. Of course, many composers died of not completely natural causes. Bach's death was possibly brought on by complications from eye surgery. The surgeon, British self-promoter Chevalier John Taylor, was later exposed as a charlatan. The writer Samuel Johnson was not a fan, saying that Chevalier Taylor was, quote, an instance of how far impudence may carry ignorance. Although he apparently blinded hundreds of patients, before each surgery, Taylor gave long self-promoting speeches heralding miraculous recoveries and past successes of his work. We'll hear music from Bach's late work, The Art of Fugue, written in the last decade of his life. While some argue that this work was written for keyboard, other ensembles over the years have interpreted this unfinished manuscript for several combinations of instruments, from period winds and strings to modern piano, kind of a musical choose-your-own-adventure situation. This version, recorded by Berlin Academy für Alte Musik in 2011, uses a chamber ensemble. Here's the final section, a fugue on three subjects from The Art of Fugue.
Thank you.
We heard a fugue on three subjects, the final section from Bach's The Art of Fugue, played by the Berlin Academy für Alte Musik, from their 2011 Harmonia Mundi release. Like Bach, the 15th century Dutch composer Alexander Agricola's life ended rather suddenly. He succumbed to febris fervens, a raging fever, while on a journey through Spain. We'll hear two settings of the popular tune De Tout Bien Plein, set by Agricola.
Thank you.
De Tout Bien Plein, numbers 2 and 3 for three instruments by Alexander Agricola. We heard Ensemble Leones from their 2013 release Colors in the Dark. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we're listening to works written by composers in the autumn of life. One of the favorite composers of Louis XIV, Jean-Baptiste Lully, gave everything for his king and adopted country. A native Italian, Lully came to be the most performed composer in late 16th century France, being the preeminent court composer at Versailles. During a performance of his Te Deum, written for the royal court, Lully inadvertently smashed his foot with his conducting staff. The injury developed gangrene, and the doctors recommended amputation, but Lully, who was an avid dancer, wouldn't allow the surgery. Unfortunately, the gangrene spread throughout his body, and Lully died soon after. We'll hear Dignare Domine and In Te Domine Speravi from Lully's Te Deum.
Ignare Domine, Dies tu, sine peccato non.
We heard Dignare Domine and In Te Domine Speravi from Jean-Baptiste Lully's setting of Te Deum, performed by Capella Cracoviensis. This hour, we've been listening to the last works, or near-last works, of several composers. Fortunately, it can also be the case that final works, performances, or tours don't signal that drastic an end, but rather mark the end of an era. In October of 2014, the Hilliard Ensemble, one of the finest and most well-known early music vocal ensembles, collaborated once again with jazz saxophonist Jan Garbarek for the CD Remember Me, My Dear, featuring, quote, ancient, modern, and sacred music with an emphasis on the musical tradition of Eastern Europe, and recorded live during the Hilliard Ensemble's final tour. Here's a French chanson, Ce je fais deuil, by 15th-century composer Guillaume Lerouge. The Hilliard Ensemble and saxophonist Jan Garbarek performed a 15th century French chanson by Guillaume Lerouge. For over 40 years, the Hilliard Ensemble was one of the world's premier vocal ensembles, exploring not only early music, but also different traditional musics and collaborations with new music composers such as Arvo Pärt and others. Their first CD with jazz saxophonist Jan Garbarek was released in 1993, and they subsequently recorded several projects together. The last one, Remember Me, My Dear, was recorded live during the Hilliard's last tour in 2014. Here's a piece from the medieval collection known as Carmina Burana, a medieval conductus called Procurans Odium. Procurans Odium, a medieval conductus from the Carmina Burana manuscript. Our featured release this hour on Harmonia has been the 2019 CD Remember Me, My Dear, a collaboration by the Hilliard Ensemble and saxophonist Jan Garbarek, recorded in 2014 during the Hilliard Ensemble's final tour. Here's the title track, an anonymous song from 16th century Scotland, Remember Me, My Dear.
Thank you.
Remember Me, My Dear, a 16th century Scottish song, and the title track of a CD collaboration between the Hilliard Ensemble and saxophonist Jan Garbarek, recorded live during the Hilliard Ensemble's final tour in 2014 and released in 2019. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoob-Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Elizabeth Clark, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.